CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The business of America is small business. Watching for the recession question mark, the slowdown question mark, the revival question mark, cuts from the Federal Reserve, watching all of that. The way to most carefully predict the future is to watch small businesses of America. And I have the small business columnist, my colleague and friend, Gene Marks. He writes for the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, the Philadelphia Inquirer, our hometown newspaper, and many distinguished publications. And Gene has taught me over these last years, always pay attention to the Architectures Index. Gene, a very good evening to you. You've sent me the Architectures Index. Reading the tea leaves, what does it tell us? Good evening, Gene.
Hey, John. It's telling us that it's still not great to be in the construction business right now. I mean, new home starts continue to be fairly strong because we're going to need new homes. But the Institute of Architects, or the American Institute of Architects, publishes their monthly Architectural Billings Index. And this is a fantastic leading indicator of both commercial and high-end residential construction. And it is down for the third consecutive month. It's under a level of 50, which is, you know, a decline in billings. You know, anything over 50 means it's, billings are increased, but it's actually like billings are declining right now for the past 3 months. So you and I are talking now in November. This was through October. So we had August, September, and October down with the architects, and the architects themselves. It's mostly soft around the country, although believe it or not, you know, firms in the West and the Northeast are reporting the softest conditions. But you know, down south and you know in the Midwest, a little bit better. I mean, the Midwest was almost on par with that 50 level. But the bottom line is that across the board, there are not a lot of longer-term plans for large buildings. We know the glut of commercial office space because of people working from home, you know, production facilities, warehousing facilities, and high-end residences. These architects are down in their requests for designing these things, which basically means we're going to be looking at 2024, deep into 2024, continued slowdown in the commercial real estate business. And people that are in that business have got their challenges to deal with.
We're looking at related metrics, builder sentiment and mortgage rates. They have to have a correlation, Gene. Mortgage rates averaging more than 7.5% and builder sentiment down. It's
correct.
It's the interest rates that are telling the story in building and architecture and all the attendant small businesses attached to those enterprises.
Yeah, I mean, this impacts so many small businesses. And, you know, listen, I mean, people aren't buying new homes, let alone building new homes, when they've got 3% mortgages right now, and nobody's going to turn that into a 7.5-8% mortgage. So people are standing pat. I mean, I will tell you this much, John. I mean, as you know, living on this earth as long as you have lived is that the world is cyclical.
Yeah.
You know, it is a downtime to be in the construction business. But we also know there is still a significant shortage in homes across the country. And, you know, that's going to be caught up at some point. Now, right now, you know, mortgage rates are high. So there's, you know, and the architectural billings are low and confidence is still low. But, you know, if I was in the construction business, I would still be investing for the long term, because I think long term, those things are absolutely going to be turning around, because the demand we know is there. It's just being held back because of costs.
Let's go on the road with Gene Marks. He travels to North Carolina, Greensboro, North Carolina, to speak to CPAs. What's the mood, Gene?
The mood is the same. I mean, let's talk just across the board. I was in North Carolina to speak to CPAs. Then I was in San Antonio, Texas, and I spoke to a bunch of credit union executives. These people are loaning money out. And then I went to Dallas, and I spoke at a private event that was made up of about a dozen companies that were being, had investments from a private equity firm that hired me to go and speak to them. And so we're all talking about business conditions, and everybody wants to know about the economy, John, you know. And listen, I feel I was wrong when you and I spoke a year ago about the 2023 economy. Like so many other economists, I was really expecting, as interest rates start kicking in, the consumer was going to start pulling back. And by this time in 2023, we would be seeing, you know, a recession, because it would impact consumer spending. We haven't seen it yet. And the consumer spending has been strong, but the data that I'm sharing, John, I just wanted to share with you as well, because although consumer spending, has remained strong, it took a dip last month, and this is the month before the holiday season starts. The GDP growth rate from the last quarter was pretty much all made up of consumer spending and inventory builds. The National Retail Federation is expecting a strong holiday season. And let's not forget that unemployment is still low and wage increases, according to both Paychex and ADP, are in the 3-6% range above, you know, inflation, which is, you know, all that seems great. But the warnings I have to tell you is that consumer confidence is declining significantly, according to the University of Michigan. Small business confidence are at levels that we haven't seen since, you know, back the last great recession. Housing affordability, you know, to afford a home is at a 30-year low. Consumer debt is up. Household savings is half of what it normally is. And then we see banks. Credit card delinquencies are up. Auto loan delinquencies are rising. And when I look at some of the biggest bankers and CEOs of retailers like Target and Home Depot and Macy's, they are all saying, and this is in the past week, we've had Brian Cornell, the CEO of Target, saying that consumers are bringing, you know, are saying they're pressured with rising interest costs. And Ted Decker, the CEO of Home Depot, is also saying his customers are seeing a lot of pressures on buying and that they're only buying smaller things. There's just all these signs right now that I'm seeing, John, of you know, consumers starting to pull back. And although I do think the holiday season will likely be strong, I feel like it's going to be a last gasp. And as we head into 2024, I think we're going to be seeing a lot of pullback. There's only so much, you know, a consumer can put up with before their savings are gone and interest rates are too high. And do I think it's a, you know, a major recession? Probably not, but I do think it's going to be a slowdown in the first half of 2024. So let's see if I'm wrong again. But and then the consumer saves the day, but they can only save the day for so many times. You know,
I tell a story from Pennsylvania. A restaurateur, an Italian cook, has changed his entree menu. He prefers to keep a full restaurant. And so that means he eliminates items that would take him out of the $13 to $30 range, such as scallops. Now, that would be hard to discern generally as to whether people are cutting back, but that is a clever way for a small businessman to maintain turnover at his tables and still keep his customers happy.
Yeah, it's the ultimate execution of something called shrinkflation, you know? It's, you know, three meatballs instead of four, but we're charging the same price, you know, and no scallops, but plenty of shrimp and pasta, same price. It's businesses are doing this all over the country. I mean, listen, you buy a bag of Doritos, John, it used to be 9.75 ounces. Now it's 9.25 ounces, same price though. So it is, it's a very, you know, sly way of keeping prices where they are, but you're just delivering a little bit less product or services in some cases for that price. And it's a great pricing strategy and one that I'm seeing a lot of my clients use, particularly smaller clients. So that's what you do in these times of, you know, not only inflation, but when you see consumers starting to pull back on spending.
I'm curious about one stop you made in San Antonio Credit Union. Now, Texas is the growth story for decades in this country because of energy, because it's the designated place to move to if you're from high tax states such as California. What is their mood for the credit unions?
It's all relative. It's not a bad mood. They're still making loans and they're still growing their members as it is. But at the same time, they are seeing a lot of pushback on new mortgages that they offer, new loans to their business members. Because interest rates being what they are right now, a lot of these people can't afford it. Credit unions hate banks. You know, they're credit unions. They're made up of the savings of their members. So they like to, you know, separate themselves out as a more service oriented and more attuned to their individual members and their small business members. And that's great. But there's only so much they can do. And, you know, the banking world right now, although they're getting fees because those interest rates are higher, they're also, you know, seeing contraction in financing, and that's how they make their core bread and butter. And the credit unions in Texas, although it's a growing economy, it's still a challenge for a lot of these businesses to get financing with interest rates at, you know, 2 or 3 points above prime.
The airports, the planes, are they full? Is there frantic activity or is it lightning?
Yeah. Busy. very busy out there. You got to get out there, John. It's busy. I mean, we went through DFW, very busy, San Antonio Airport, busy. And then I went Charlotte. For any of you guys listening that have been through the Charlotte Airport, it is like crazy. And it always seems like it's always crazy. But it's busier than ever. Travel is right now exceeding 2019 levels on the airlines. And the good news is that because of the increased volume, I think many of us have seen it that are travelers, prices have come down a lot for flights compared to what they were a year ago. Which is good news for the business traveler.
That sure doesn't look like a recession, Gene. We don't have a word for this.
I know. The consumers keep spending. People are out there traveling. People are out there at the restaurants. And that's the other thing. You got to wait in line at every restaurant at an airport or every kiosk because everybody's spending and eating. And it gets back to what I said earlier, John. You're like, how long does that last when savings are being depleted and savings rates are half what they were and our earnings are barely keeping up with inflation, credit card delinquencies up, auto loan delinquencies up. At some point it breaks. At some point it does. And I think that's going to happen soon, sometime in 2024.
Let's go to the Swamis. That would be small businesses when we come back. Gene Marks, the small business columnist of the Guardian newspaper, UK and US edition, our hometown newspaper, the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.